Hello and welcome to Good Sex, Bad Sex. This is a podcast from metro.co.uk.
It's a bit like sexual energy, but we've got more sparks.
Oh, this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
I'm sorry, I'm way too young to get that reference. My name is Bebe Lynch.
And I'm Miranda Kane.
And who are we speaking with today?
Oh my God, coming up, are you ready to harness some superpowers, Bebe?
Oh, hang on, let me floss first.
We're going to be talking to someone who wants to make you a goddess.
Again.
Hi, I'm Vanya Silverton. I am a nutritionist and energy healer, and I love teaching women how to wake up the sensual, sexual magic of their body. And you can read all about it in my book, Sacred Revolution, A Woman's Path to Love, Power, and Sensual Enlightenment. Or come hang out with me in my retreats and online courses so that I can make you super amazingly juicy and radiant.
Hello, Vanya.
And goodbye. There's nothing you can tell me. There's nothing you can teach me.
Maybe I can.
Being a goddess, I have to say, being a goddess sounds really exciting, but what I mainly want to know is, can I expect any superpowers?
Yeah, totally. I think once a woman harnesses her sexual energy, she can totally revolutionize her life with it. And I think women need to claim it a little bit more so that we can have a bit more power in our lives, in our relationships. Maybe not the superpowers of like walking through walls or like in the atmosphere, but you know.
Maybe some x-ray vision, like, oh, yeah. I can tell.
Yeah.
Whether this guy's going to be a prick or something.
Exactly. Well, we should be able to feel them before they become, before we enter into the relationship. That's the whole idea, isn't it? That we can sense them, feel them before we even enter into that troubled, crappy relationship. Or sense them, feel them and go, yes, thank you. Yes, please. I'll have you. Totally. All of you. So.
And do you mean as well that this resonates across the board? So relationships and love and sex, definitely, but also, I guess, in business, in career, and just how every relationship.
Yeah, totally. I think the biggest problem is that women, either we give our sexual energy away to because that's what we're taught, because we want love, or because we think that's the way we're supposed to connect with someone, or we feel totally ashamed of our sexual energy. And then we go into collapse of like, I'm not good enough, or I'm not beautiful enough. But actually, if you learn to ride it, if you learn to suck it up through your body, you can actually use it to empower yourself, give yourself orgasms without even masturbating, but on a physical level. But on another level, you can actually use it to feed your own body to, you know, since I've learned to ride my sexual energy through my body, I don't get hungry so much, do you know? So as soon as I feel it in my heart more, I don't feel like I'm needing from my partner to give me what I'm lacking, because I can do it myself. And it just makes you feel much more magnetic. And let's face it, I think all women or people want to feel more attractive, more presence, be able to light up every room they go into. And that's what the sexual energy can do if we
learn. I love that all your language is like suck it up and ride it. It's
You got it. I mean, the vagina is an amazing thing, but if we learn to like use it as an amazing like pump muscle, we can actually use it to send it up through our body, our sexual energy. And I think we just need to learn a few little tricks, ladies. Even men can do it. But particularly women, to really strengthen who they are. I think women need to be stronger.
What do you mean when you say sexual energy?
I mean that part of you which can get aroused sometimes, which can feel like, oh my God, maybe that's that part of you that's like, oh, I need to make love to someone. Or sometimes we get that energy inside of us, our sexual energy, and it's like we don't know what to do with it. And so for some people, it can actually make them feel anxious because they don't know what to do with it. So we all have sexual energy, and a lot of it sits in our genitals and our sexual palace, but actually our erogenous zones are full of sexual energy as well. And like, yes, let's make our whole body a whole sexual instrument and then use that to empower ourselves. So yeah, if that makes sense.
And when you're saying suck it up,
yeah.
I'm guessing you're not mean use your vagina as a Henry Hoover, or are you?
Like, yeah, totally. I mean, like, why not? Yes, yes, the vagina is amazing. It's got all these amazing muscles in it. And if we learn to feel our own sexual energy, you know, when we get aroused, we can feel it in our vagina, we can feel it through our inside, we can feel that kind of bubble, you know. But actually, if we learn to pull that energy, like actually we can use it through visualization or use the intimate muscles, because there's hundreds of them down there, and just pull it back into the body to support the body's own energy supply in the system. And there's so many techniques you can do to help that, you know, breathing, visualization, moving your body and things like that, to help move it up through the body as well. So,
and are these kind of techniques what you've got in your book, Sacred yeah. Revolution?
Yeah. Totally. I call them blossoming techniques. Yes, totally.
Can you give us a quick blossom?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things, right, is that is that ladies, I think we and you can apply this, right, to using sexual energy of other people, but we're going to like not even worry about the sexual energy of other people for a moment. And you can actually use the sunlight, starlight, earth energy as extra forces if you want to. Like if you want to add in some extra stuff, you can. But maybe for this podcast, let's keep it really, really simple. And
what are you trying to say?
We know what she's saying.
We know
she's right.
Well, if you want to go to another level, you can totally make love to the universe.
Simple.
Let's keep it simple, right?
Basic. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you've got your beautiful vagina, and I want you to just feel into it, and you've got all your beautiful kind of intimate muscles there. And I kind of invite you just first of all to wake up your sexual energy, like let it exist. So you might want to like move your pelvis or your hips, or just think of something really amazing and juicy, which just makes everything kind of.
Are you moving, Miranda?
I'm moving, I'm thinking.
You've got to juice it. Okay. So then I want you to, on an inhale, squeeze all your intimate muscles together. And it's like, as you squeeze those intimate muscles, you're going to smile because smiling's so good for you. But you're going to collect all that sexual energy, right? Just pull it all together. Imagine it all coming together like this beautiful force. And then you're going to inhale, keep inhaling, and then just on an exhale, see if you can inhale that energy all the way up to your heart, just visualize it. And on the exhale, go, and let your sexual energy come out of your heart. And again, inhale, squeeze your intimate muscles, collecting all that sexual energy, pump it all the way up. And on the exhale, let it out of your heart. And you can then, if you want to, you can do this a few times and you can actually orgasm this way. But what I particularly like to do, because I'm a self-satisfied woman, is I like to inhale, squeeze my intimate muscles, send my sexual energy up to my heart. Exhale, let it out of my heart. And then I want my vagina to drink that energy back into myself. So I'm actually recirculating the energy more and more and more. And what tends to happen is it starts to build up. So you can inhale, squeeze, send it all the way up, smile, because smiling's good. And then let it out. And then you just drink it back in. And then you can get these beautiful orgasmic waves that move through the body.
Will this give me cystitis?
No, not at all. There's no bacterial transference from anybody into you.
I love this because it's just so simple. It just seems like such a really simple breathing, calming exercise that's also, you know, I can feel it. Like I love visualization exercises because I can feel it coming up in me and then coming out.
Vanya, how did you learn about this?
I had a sexual awakening in the rainforest. I basically went back home to Australia where I'm from and I felt the earth come into me. Like, I don't know what was going on, but I literally drank in, the earth came up through me. It like ignited my sexual energy and it just pushed it up through my body. I just had like a Kundalini awakening. And my sexual energy just opened up my heart and it just went through all my erogenous zones and opened up my origin. And I felt like all my energy just burst out into the universe. And I literally felt like the universe was making love to me. And I orgasmed, I swear to God, for 8 hours really intensely with just my own sexual energy because I had an awakening. And it was so intense that I got my period the next day and it was 10 days early. And then get this, I was orgasming for the next 2 weeks because everything was just bubbling, like everything was just awakened and activated. And then 2 weeks later happened and I fell pregnant. So it was just a really magical, interesting experience. So And then, right, I was on a high. Like, I had never felt so beautiful in all my life, because when my sexual energy came up to my face, I just felt beautiful. I forgot how, you know, you just feel beautiful. You know when someone's made love to you and you feel beautiful and you feel like you're vibrant and you're radiant because you've been made love to? But it was almost like my own sexual energy did that to myself. And that's why I was like, wow, I feel like this is what I've been missing out on in my whole life, right? That's what. And then, of course, as ironic as everything goes in life, I end up with a cesarean with my baby. My sexual wound was cut in half. My whole sexual energy collapsed, right? And I felt ugly and deflated. And then I had to rebuild it back up again, which is why the book came and all my other women's work, because I had to retrain myself to get back to that place again. Because
is sexual energy about reproduction?
It can be, because when you use that sexual energy, it can create the baby. It's a life force, isn't that? I think that's the thing. We've got to understand it's a life force, sexual energy.
So if you are older, do you not have sexual energy?
Totally, totally. You definitely do. And you have to sometimes work it a little bit harder, because obviously the hormones change in the body, which can change things. I know what, because I'm still menstruating. Around ovulation, I know my sexual energy peaks, just because we're ready to, you know, be fertilized, I guess. And then it collapses more around menstruation. And women who are menopausal, the estrogen levels are a lot lower. So they tend to not get the higher peaks of sexual energy naturally occurring in the body. But you have to train your body. You can totally train your body. And that's why, you know, if we take things to another level, you can actually draw in sunlight into you to help charge you and your sexual energy with that process.
Oh, I'm loving this. So does meeting someone who's right for you, do you have to have the same sexual energy?
No. I mean, I think the thing about meeting, I think, and there's a big section in the book about different soulmate experiences we can have. I think we meet different people for different reasons, you know, and some of us have, because we learn stuff or they show us, or we realize, actually, I don't want to be with someone like that. They make us aware of the potential of crappy relationships. But I think people exchange energy. You know, we do that. But I also think if you're a sex man, a few things can happen. You'll either recognize if a person's not going to be satisfying for you, because you'll just be able to feel them. You'll be like, oh, I don't think, I'll feel deflated. Or if they're not able to give to you enough in a sexual experience, because your sexual energy is heightened, you can also use your own sexual energy to make yourself orgasm without necessarily them having the skill to do it, if that makes sense.
So does that mean that you kind of don't need someone else then?
Yeah, I mean, totally. Let's have it all. I think let's learn to ride our own sexuality. Let's learn to have amazing sex with other people. And let's also know that we can have sex with people without even having sex with them. Like, one of my favorite things to do is to feel other people's sexual energy and to see how my sexual energy reacts to it. And I get it often. Like, every now and then a man will walk by and I'll feel him and I'll be like, oh, he'd be quite interesting to sleep with. But I don't actually go sleep with him. It's just an experience.
Do you have to ask their consent before you feel their sexual energy?
That's a very good question. Just dive in. Well, that's what attraction does, doesn't it? Even before, you know, that's that meeting, you know, you might meet someone and you feel a bit like, oh, I'm overwhelmed and a bit hot by them. And I'm a married woman and I can't go any further than this, you know, but you can actually, because that's what attraction does. There's an energy exchange, there's a magnetism. And so in that magnetism, your energies meet. But if you're a clever woman, you can also just draw in a little bit more and actually feel what their energy feels like inside of you, if that makes sense.
Is that sexual energy, that moment of attraction, is that sexual energy, or is that just attraction and your sort of natural chemistry? How do you know you're sucking up someone's sexual energy?
I think you'll feel it
because they faint.
Because they faint, exactly. I think because there's an arousal and I think there's a chemistry that happens. So the chemistry is the hormonal change in the body. So that's definitely to do with sexual energy. I think the other part about attraction is curiosity, isn't it? It's like, oh, there's something interesting about you. I need to discover you more. And that's more of where the attraction is. Let me embrace more of you. Let's discover more of you. So I think sexual attraction is definitely more of a physical, can be more of a physical experience. But saying that, you can have mental sexual attraction with someone as well, because there can be some very interesting banter that can kind of also activate that sexual chemistry. So
sexual attraction has fucked up my life, if I can just throw that into this little conversation.
Have you been attracted to the wrong people?
Yes, I have.
Did you have some good times? Did you have some good times though?
Well, no, because then my Catholic guilt brain goes in. So then I stop myself doing anything.
Oh,
so
it's
and then it's yes. worse, because it's like being on a diet and you can't have that, you know, bloody cheesecake. Yeah, that's all you bloody want. Yeah.
Exactly. And you can't let yourself go. You know?
That's your next book, Sweet Cheeks.
Well, exactly. But that's why we've got to clear it out, ladies. You've got to clear out the guilt. You've got to clear out the shame. Even all the old sexual stories, there's people that have been really messed up by other people sexually and in the relationships. And then we don't go. It stunts us, it cripples us inside, you know, and we've got to clear it out. We've got to.
So if we sit with it with ourselves, so what kind of benefits can our sexual energy just give ourselves?
Number one, you can make yourself orgasm with your own sexual energy. And ladies, you can have orgasms everywhere, in your ears, in your nose, in the top of your head, out your nipples, your fingertips. I mean, your whole body can have an orgasm. So it's all about learning to ride your sexual energy through your body to make yourself extremely orgasmic. Number two, yeah, totally.
That sounds brilliant.
Yeah, you got it. I'm all up for nipple orgasms just by letting it move through my body.
I love that. But Ben just went, you've got it.
Yeah,
you've got it.
You've got it. How have you not done it before?
Yeah, you've got to. Once I didn't understand it before, but then once I got it, I was like, whoa, I've just missed out on like 20 years of my life.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah. How do you have time to write your book?
You just get on with it, don't you?
No, I mean, if you were making a cup of tea and coming, if you were just like picking up a newspaper and orgasming, when did you ever get time to sit down and write?
Well, the book was orgasmic to write, so it was almost like it made me want to write it, you know?
So we can have our full body orgasms.
Totally. You can cure your hunger with that, like that. You know, when you get hungry and you just feel unsatisfied, it's usually women that get unsatisfied with eating is usually because they've got a lot of deep sexual sensuality and creativity that they're not exercising. So sometimes by just supplying the stomach area with your sexual energy can just make you feel full again, which is really beautiful and really nice. Mm-hmm. You can use it to empower your heart, and that can actually help heal heartbreak. So a lot of women that get heartbroken by another person, it can be a really beautiful way to send your sexual energy up to your broken heart just to heal yourself quickly.
Oh, that's quite nice. I like
that
idea, totally. Giving your heart a little orgasm.
Yeah, you got to orgasm it, babe. My heart. Totally.
You've been through a shitty little time.
Yeah. Exactly. Here's a little orgasm
to make life better. Have a little,
you know, knock one off on me. You don't need him or her anymore. You can totally do it yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that you said about, I put it in bold, not that I need it, but, you know, anti-aging.
Totally.
So this is the ultimate anti-aging and beauty secrets, you reckon?
Totally. Because once you send it up to your face and you can let it blossom out your face, it's almost like your sexual energy helps defy gravity a little bit, because it's moving up, which is what we're wanting, ladies. Otherwise, we're drooping down.
And so, let me show you this.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Wow, it's the face massager coming out again, everyone.
Now, baby, use your sexual energy in your face and do that. Mm. And smile and go,
I'm scared about my sexual energy. I'm scared. Honestly,
you've got to embrace it.
So because it's basically, it's giving you what people, I guess, would call a glow.
Yeah.
So it's giving you that. And you can just do it physically. Can you do it? Visualization is a mental thing, I guess, as well. Can you do it more mental and emotionally as opposed to physically, or is the winning combination to combine everything?
You've got to use it physically as well, because yes, obviously the visualization and the breathing helps create the path. Do you know what I mean? Like helps create the paths, but you've got to use a little bit of your muscles to help move it through. Do you know? You've got to use a little bit of the muscles to create the sexual, to free it up, to move it through. So you do need to use all of it. But you know what? We're physical beings. We've got a body. You might as well use it.
If we have too much sexual energy, can we use it for evil?
I think, wow, yeah, that's a good question. I'm sure there are
only you there. Would think of that. only Bibi Bernadette Lynch with her Catholic guilt.
Exactly.
Be like, how can I use this for evil? is there a way, do you think, that you can, using someone else's energy, can you tell whether they're going to be your soulmate or cracking in beds or, you know, can you tell?
Totally. Nice. I think we need to know the difference between the people we meet, whether they're going to be a fling or a soulmate or a long-term relationship or, you know, I think we've got to put parameters around something to begin with. And I'm going to plug my book again because there's a whole chapter on about 20 soulmate experiences you can have. But I think we need to, we do need to recognize, is this just a sexual experience? Is it going to be more of a long-term experience? So that's important. Otherwise, we give our heart away to a player. Do you know? We give our heart away to someone who just wants that fling, thinking, oh my God, I found them because they made me feel so wonderful in bed. He or she must be the one for me. And actually, they're just a player and they're just really good at making love and they make you feel good. Do you know? So I think we need to know the difference between the types of relationships we go into and whether to give our heart away to that person or not. But yeah, you can totally tell the quality, I think, of someone's sexual energy. I remember sitting on a bus going to a Madonna concert and there was a man that sat opposite me and we were flirting a little bit. You know how it is a little bit on the train. You don't really flirt, but you don't make contact, but you don't talk, but you're kind of flirting energetically. And I really felt his energy come into me and I was like, oh my God, if I get off this train with this person, he feels like he's into BDSM and I don't know what's going to happen. So I just had all this because it had that feeling to it, had that kind of BDSM sexual feeling to it. You know, everyone's got a different sexual feeling. You know, it's a flavor, isn't it? So I was like, all right, I'm going to stay on the train. We're going to the Madonna concert.
I feel like I just need to get my, you know, my energy dar in the right place. Do you find that practicing these exercises on yourself and getting your sexual energy to a place where you know it and you recognize it, does that help in recognizing someone else's energy?
Totally. Number one, because you're not operating out of deficiency, because you're supplying your own self. You're not coming from a place of like, oh my God, I just need this person, or I need that person, or, oh, if only they just gave me that, you know. So you're like, actually, I'm stronger and more independent in myself, and I've already filling myself up, so therefore I recognize myself, which then stops you from being tricked by another person or falling for their game or their play or whatever, because you're like, actually, this is me. And then from that space, then you can begin to feel, because I know me now, I can know what you are. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And which, I mean, this sounds like a superpower within itself.
Totally.
I feel like if I've spent all that time working on my energy and I know what my sexual energy is like, and, you know, I've done all my exercise and everything, then I feel like I don't want to waste it on that player. You know, you meet someone at a bar and it's like, right, you're getting off. Cause we know those guys who give off that flirty energy, but we know that it's just going to be a fling. And I feel like, well, no, I've worked on myself and I've got this going now. I don't need to waste it on you. I'm going to wait until the proper kind
person
of energy
comes along. Totally. Or you can make the person work a little bit harder because you know who you are and you know what you want. So if they want to have a fling with you, then they better work hard to get you to bed. Do you know?
Yes. I like
you know, the queen, the goddess has arrived. She will be pleasured for longer.
Bibi's got that on a t-shirt.
Oh, I will be pleasured for longer. I want a shirt like that. Can I have one?
We're going to get it on the good sex.
No, you've got merch. Too much. You've got 8-hour bloody orgasm. You've got enough, you've so got enough on your plate. this is so interesting. So the book is out now?
Yeah, totally.
Sacred Revolution, A Woman's Path to Love, Power and Sensual Enlightenment.
Yeah.
Where can we find it? And where
Amazon,
can we find you?
Book Depository. You can find it there. You can. My website's pretty easy. It's www.bunnysilverton.com. But it's T-E-N, not O-N, at the end.
Thanks very much to our guest, Vanya Silverton. Phoebe, are you ready for being a goddess?
Do you know what? do you know what, Miranda? An 8-hour orgasm, I'm not interested in. I've got to be honest with you, because I'm on a lot of deadlines. And you know, my OCD has flared up and I couldn't take that time out of my cleaning schedule. But I do love that basic idea of just really, it's that expression, that phrase, stepping into your power.
Mm.
Although Vanya would say sucking up your power. But I love that. And I do think people, mainly women, are really held back by that. That feeling of, if you really are like, you know what, no, this is how I want it. Because I'm halfway there. I'm straddling my power, if you will. So I will be assertive, not in a horrible way, but really kind of saying, no, actually, this is how I want it. And then I revert to, oh my God, will they hate me? Do they think I'm a bitch? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I do that. And yeah. And so I need to do it 100%, not do that 50 and then retreat for 50. Do you know what I mean?
Be present. It's about being present and not regretting, you know, not thinking about what am I going to say to either get people to like me or whether they'll hate me for it. Just be present. And also, like, that whole thing of, like, it being sexual energy and, you know, some people may like these kind of holistic things and some people might think it's all a bit, you know, airy fairy, but for me, like, just listening to her, I kept on thinking about the amount of times you get horny and then the thing that we're taught is to do something about it, to get rid of it. We're never taught use it so that it can be something within your life and you can just feel more empowered by it. And yeah, even if that is, you know, sucking it up and blowing out with a breathing exercise, like, it always just seems like it's like, you're horny, get rid, you know.
I thought that was really interesting when you said that we're told to kind of expel it rather than absorb it. Yeah, bring it up. And also creatively, if we're talking creativity, the ultimate in creativity is creating babies, is like making a baby and having a child. But I liked what she was saying about that it can be used in every way, and creativity is across the board, isn't it? So I like that, you know, if you're older and you're not going to have kids, you don't suddenly have sexual energy to kind of absorb and use and exploit in a good way or a bad way. You know, you don't have that. Of course you have that. And I love that you can, you know, you can still do that. It sounds kind of super mysterious, but also quite simple.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty. That, like, when she taught us that breathing exercise, that's what I really liked, was just the simplicity and that visualization. And it was like, yeah, I really like it. My name's Miranda Kane.
My name is Phoebe Lynn.
And Good Sex, Bad Sex was produced by Juliet Eccles for metro.co.uk.
And you can get in touch with us, please, please do. Because otherwise, it's just me and Miranda tweeting each other, and God knows I've had enough of her. At Good Sex, Bad Sex with 3 X's.
Also, if you've got a sexy question or a query, or you just want to come on the show and talk about your own sexploits, then you can email us info@sexpods.co.uk.
That would be a joy. We would love it. I promise to put on mascara. And Miranda, you could wear a bra? Is that going to happen?
No.
Okay, everyone. See you next week.
Holding out for lockdown 4, baby.
Oh, beautiful. Good times.